call this meeting of the Committee on Budget and Finance to order on Thursday, January 2nd at 7:32 p.m. in the Ansari Building in room 108 and on Zoom. We will now move on to agenda item 2, compliance with Nevada Open Meeting Law. Was the agenda posted 3 full working days before 9 a.m., not including the meeting date? Yes, the link is there on the agenda for the public. Is the meeting taking place on the day of the week, month, day, year, and at the time of the location listed on the agenda? Yes, it is. And is the Zoom link working and available to the public? Yes, as you can see. Next, we'll move on to agenda item 3, land acknowledgement. We acknowledge that the University of Nevada, Reno is situated on the traditional homelands of the Nuwu, Northern Paiute, Washi, Washoe, Niue, Western Shoshone, and Nuwu, Southern Paiute peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for indigenous peoples, and we recognize their deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. We'll move on to agenda item 4, roll call. The secretary will now call the roll.
Chair Moss?
Present.
Senator Huang?
Present on Zoom.
Senator Lawson?
Present.
Senator McAndrews?
Present.
Senator Potter?
Absence excused.
Senator Issa?
Present.
Senator Bardwaj?
Present.
Senator Strunk?
Present.
Quorum is present.
Thank you. Now we'll move on to public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, we'll move on to agenda item 6, adoption of minutes. There are no minutes to adopt at this time. Agenda item 7, reports. Are there any reports from members of the committee on work related to the committee? Seeing none, we'll move on to agenda item 8, old business. Seeing that there's no old business, we'll move on. Now we'll move on to agenda item 9, new business, and we'll move on to agenda item 9A, SBR 93, an act to use capital funds to partially fund the purchase of a new ADA accessible vehicle. The legislation is attached to the agenda on the website. It's the first piece attached. Would the authors or Senior Associate Director Kokas want to give a brief presentation on the piece?
Yes. Hello, everyone. Carmina's not going to be able to make it tonight, but we have talked about this extensively, and so definitely here to answer any questions that you might have. So one of the things that kind of sparked some of this conversation is that Pack Rides does have an ADA van that's similar to this one. We've had it for a number of years, and it not only provides transportation with a wheelchair, but it also provides larger areas to do larger pickups for retail and for nightly service. There is an older van, but it is kind of on its last legs. And so it's nice to have two of these vans available through the service. And it's something we've been kind of talking about for a number of years. But then what kind of pushed us a little bit forward was that there was a donation by a donor of $20,000-something in there that they specifically said that they wanted to put toward ADA accessibility van. And so that's a donation that's come through. And so the donor wants that to be applied to this. And if we don't use it for this purpose, then they'll take it back. So I know it's a little pricey, but it is a van that is really needed. It's very the ability for anybody, a rider, is able to get on the lift themselves and then also have the lift go up, and then they're able to get into the van. So it creates a lot of empowerment, where our old one, the student drivers actually have to push a wheelchair into the space. Let me get to the donation amount. It's $20,583.15, and then the total van cost is $92,000. And so tonight's request would be for $72,079.43.
Wonderful. Awesome. With that, we'll move on to questions from the table. Senator Lawson and Senator McAndrews.
I was just wondering how much is in the capital fund right now.
Were you able to hear that, Amy?
Yeah, how much is in the fund, right? Was that
yes.
The question?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so funny. I kind of anticipate questions that might be asked. So actually, I messaged this to Dylan just right before the meeting. But the current balance is $791,440.47. That is still pending what you all passed last semester for the conference room. So that's minus, you have to take out $12,396.98. But otherwise, you're looking at over $700,000 into that account.
Awesome. Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Perfect. Senator McAndrews?
I was just saying, for like the sake of new members of the committee, if we like go to the Capital Fund account in the SAS, it's chapter 604. And then I'm just curious, like from the committee's point of view, do you guys think it would fall under like which letter, if that's okay? I don't know.
Which letter?
So it's saying like purposes. So section 3 of SAS, what do you call it? The capital fund is just saying purpose, right? So I just want to make sure that we're spending the money that will fall under the, yeah. Okay. I don't know.
Is that what question to AD Copus?
Sure, yeah.
Could you restate the question?
Yeah, I'm so sorry. So, Amy, what is like the purpose of, I'm just, for the capital fund, we just need to make sure that it falls under like a certain purpose for, like via the SAS. So what are you anticipating it'll fall under?
Give me a second. I know it lasts more than, if someone else around the table has it, but I'm good with it. I'm looking it up right now.
So on section 3, I think it's purpose A, capital equipment improvements. So I think it's like, it's just to overall improve our association. So I think it will fall under that and qualify, as long as it, you know, is used for years, which I anticipate it will be.
Yeah. Senator Lawson?
I had a question towards Senator Huang, because I know he's working on a piece to invest in this into the endowment. I'm just curious as how this $72,000 purchase will affect your plans for that, or if it will at all.
Okay. Senator Huang, were you able to hear that?
Yeah, so I think last semester we were at 500,000, right? And it seems, as Amy has just stated, we're almost at $800,000. So it does seem like our capital fund is growing much faster than we were anticipating. And I was really only planning on investing $100,000 of scholarship money from the capital fund every year into our current, just like UNR giving, right? Just like for general scholarships through our means. So I don't think it'll affect it at all. And frankly, we could even buy more things and spend more money and still it would be completely unaffected. I think our wolf shop is doing quite well right now, and I wouldn't really worry about if we'll run out of money if we pass this.
Yeah. Okay. Are there any more questions? Okay. Moving on, we'll move into a section of debate. So I'll open the floor for discussion on the piece of legislation. Senator McAndrews.
Motion to previous question.
Motion to previous question has been heard. Is there a second?
Second.
A second has been heard. All those in favor to the motion to the previous question, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, nay. Abstention, oy. The motion carries. We'll now move on to a vote on the piece of legislation. All those in favor of favorably recommending SB, I'm going to make sure I say the name right. All those in favor of favorably recommending SBR 93 enact to use the capital funds account to partially fund the purchase of a new ADA accessible vehicle to the ASU and Senate, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Abstentions, oy. With that, this bill is favorably recommended. Perfect. Awesome. Next, we'll now move on to agenda item 9B, SBR 93, enact to use the capital fund to replace ASU and TV monitors. This piece is also attached to the agenda. I will give the floor to AD Kokas to also give a little context and presentation on that piece as well.
Thank you so much, everyone. And I'm so sorry, I'm just coming to ask money for you. But this is also another important piece of infrastructure that needs to be addressed that you all have out there. So there's TV monitors around campus. currently you have 8 of them, and they're in various buildings around the campus. They're in Joe, Lombardi, Church Fine Arts, Engineering, David Math and Science Center, William Raggio, and France and Humanities. And these are TV ads that are out there, and they're running marketing ads for various programs that you use, open positions, events. This was purchased, actually this project was started in 2006, so it's been on campus for a while, and you, ASU initially funded it all, and we've just been running the program as we go. Well, recently, Windows released that they'll stop supporting Windows 10, and that was originally in October 2025, but the university ended, and so all these machines are on Windows 10. And so, but then the university decided to keep that extended license actually until this October. So it's still something that needs to be addressed, because currently the computers that are running behind these systems will have to either be removed or upgraded. And so that's what part of this request is. So you all could choose not to replace them. And then what we would do is just turn off the TVs and take them down from those locations. And or you can purchase the computers at their $855 each, and then we would be able to replace all those so that they can continue to run advertisements.
Okay.
And I'm happy to take any questions.
Perfect. We'll now move into questions. Senator Lawson.
On the quote that's attached to the piece of legislation, it says that the quote is valid until 04/24/2025. So I was wondering if it's expected the cost will be increased if a new quote is made.
Yeah, it will be. I'm not sure. Actually, I need to go out and check with them. But I do know, and if someone has that part in the SAS, is that you all can approve a contingency of 10%, I think it is, for that piece. So that might be helpful to add at this point, because you're right, that quote is pretty old.
This is a question for me, AD Kokas. Would that contingency need to be language in the bill, or would that need to be included with the motion to, when we motion to favorably recommend?
Yeah, I think it could motion it, because it's listed in the SAS that way.
Okay. So if you want, for members of the committee, if you wanted to talk about that, and Parliamentarian Issa, I was going to say, he's on it, he's looking at it. I'll defer to your judgment, Parliamentarian Issa, but from my interpretation of what Director A.D. Kokas just said, when we motion to it, we just have to motion with a 10% contingency instead of adding language to the bill. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Are there any other questions for A.D. Kokas while Parliamentarian Issa is looking at that? I'm gonna go. Was his hand up before yours?
Have him go for it.
Okay. I'm gonna do Senator Huang, then Senator McAndrews.
So on the bottom of our whereas clause, it says whereas replacing the monitors will cost $7,800. Being enacted, we will spend $7,800. But then on the invoice, it says $7,080. So I don't know if that's like a clerical error or if the price changed as well. Is that like including the 10% contingency? Yeah, I'm just curious.
I think she froze. Oh, never mind.
Oh, jeez.
I think it was missed.
Okay.
Right, because you're saying. Oh, sorry. Is that okay? It says 7,800 in the legislation, but on the quote it's 7,080.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's just a clerical error. I'm not sure. I welcome it if the committee wants to make a motion to amend the legislation to reflect what's on it, but since it's just a clerical error, I wonder if the secretaries can just edit it to reflect what the invoice says. Amy, what do you think that would just, or do you think an amendment would be necessary?
I think to be transparent, an amendment would be fine.
Yeah.
Especially when you talk about money.
Yeah.
That would be my suggestion.
Perfect. So when we enter debate, I would welcome a motion to amend the legislation to match the invoice. Senator McAndrews, did you still have your hand up?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, Senator McAndrews.
Yeah. So I see all the locations where we would need to make these changes. Are these 8 locations are the only locations for all of our TVs, like, in general?
Yeah, these are the ones that are owned and operated by ASUN.
Okay.
There are other TVs on campus that are owned by departments or programs. And so we have in the past, like the Joe has some, and we've gotten ads on there as well. But these are the ones that ASUN has ownership of.
Okay.
And puts up content.
Can I have a follow-up question?
Yeah.
Chair Ross? Okay, cool.
Yeah, I'm just looking at
And with that, like, have you guys considered maybe adding more TVs to other buildings that don't have TVs?
Yeah, it's definitely something. So I'll tell you a little bit of history just since I've been around for a while. It was, you know, ASUN started the first couple around campus and then added a couple more. And then everybody around campus liked them and they started adding more. And so there's definitely more around. And it hasn't been something that's kind of up as a priority, but that's something we can definitely look at. I think the last one that was installed for you all was the Raggio building, and that was a partnership with that college. So they ended up paying for some of the, they paid for the monitor, and then you all paid for the computer. And so it was like a partnership sharing part. But yeah, that's definitely something, you know, if you all have ideas on where something can be, we would just need to assess the location and the feasibility of that location, and then we can put together what that might look like in the future.
Okay. Senator Lawson.
I'll wait for debate.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Senator Lawson.
So if we put into the legislation the 10% buffer, in the event that the cost exceeds that 10%, what would happen if we pass this legislation?
Yeah, I would come back. So I wouldn't spend anything, and I would come back and let you know, it was more than we thought, and then you all can reconsider.
Okay. Senator Issa.
So the language in the SAS, I guess this is not really a question, more like a statement. May I still
That's
continue?
Fine.
Okay.
I'll allow it.
The language in the SAS is a little bit confusing. The way that I interpret it is that it says in order for the requester to have a 10% contingency increase, it needs to be stated in the legislation that might be necessary.
Okay.
So if that's something that we would want to do to amend this legislation, then, you know, that's an option.
Okay. Thank you, Senator Eason. Perfect. Are there any other questions for AD Kokas at this time? Okay, seeing none, we will move forward into a period of discussion and debate. I will open the floor. So the floor is open. Senator McAndrews.
Okay, so cool. So the funny thing about the clerical error is that if we just keep it at $7,800, it will account for that 10%. So we can honestly just keep it at $7,800. Another thing too, I think I support this bill, you know, like just keep everything up to date. But it gave me an idea for all the places on campus that we don't have TVs. So if we have money, then I don't know, TV equal communication equal happiness. So
yeah. Wonderful. Senator
Barbwash. I'd say we should do what Parliamentarian Issa said, which is to amend it back to 7080, because technically 10% is 7788. So just to, I guess, not have problems with the SAS, probably just change it to amend it to 7080 for both lines, and then do the language of the 10%.
Would anyone like to make that motion, that amendment? Okay, Senator Lawson.
I move to amend SBR93 and act to use capital funds to replace ASUN TV monitors, whereas clause 8 to read, whereas replacing the ASUN TV monitors will cost $7,080. Through unanimous consent.
Seconded by Senator Bardwaj. Is there any dissent? Hearing none, that motion is approved. Okay. There is one more instance where $7,800 is present. Senator Bardwaj.
I move to amend the first be it enacted clause to read by the Senate of the Associated Students of the Capital Fund be approved to spend $7,080 to purchase new TV monitors through unanimous consent.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Issa. Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, the motion is agreed to. Perfect. Yes. Senator Watson.
When making a motion, do you need to read off the name of the piece, or can you just...
I'm going to defer to Parliamentarian Issa.
So, it's typically best practice to do that, but if you don't do that, in this instance, the intent is very obvious and clear, so I say it's optional in this case.
Okay, perfect. I just want
to... Yeah. Thank you. Were there other hands? Senator Bardwaj.
Do we need to include the 10% contingency?
I would recommend that, yes. I can make
yeah, that. I was going to say, Senator Issa, you probably know that what that language should look like. So, Senator Issa.
I move to amend SBR 93 and act to use capital funds to replace ASUN TV monitors by inserting a new be it enacted clause, which reads, be it further enacted that if by necessity, an additional 10% contingency fund shall be approved through unanimous consent.
Perfect. Is there a second? Second by Senator Lawson. Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, the motion is agreed to. Okay, would you mind drafting that language to give to President Agubat and the secretaries so that they can update the language? Thank you. Okay, is there any more discussion on this piece? Okay, seeing none, we will move to a vote to favorably recommend this piece to the ASUN Senate. All those in favor of favorably recommending SBR 93 and act to use capital funds to replace ASUN TV monitors to the ASUN Senate, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Abstentions, oy. Hearing the chamber, the ayes have it, and the bill is favorably recommended. Beautiful. Thank you, AD Kokas. Thank you so much. We're going to move on now. Wonderful with those bills. We're going to move on now to agenda item. Let me scroll back up. We're going to move on to agenda item 10, miscellaneous business. I just wanted to give you guys opportunities to have some open discussions since it's the first meeting of the semester. So we'll move on to agenda item 10A, which is discussion of committee goals for the spring semester. I know I outlined some goals that I had when I was running for chair last night, but I wanted to open the floor so that we as a committee can discuss goals that we have, not just, you know, what I set forward in my presentation. So I'll open the floor to the committee on any discussion for what the goals of the committee should be. Senator McAndrew.
This is just kind of for you, Chair Moss. I would recommend reaching out to Madison Hess and Maddie Wilson. They were considering some ideas of how to improve clubs and orgs through some funds that we have.
So, beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Chair Moss, for the record, I plan on bringing them back pretty soon on mm-hmm. our spring docket, so that's perfect for
yeah.
timing. Yeah, just because club fair is happening or happened tonight, so mm-hmm. I was going to pull them back. Into the committee for yeah. a financial review. So that perfect timing.
Cool discussion. So yeah. It should be fun.
Wonderful. Are there any other hands for discussion? Senator Lawson.
I have a question. Do we have a vice chair? I don't remember.
No, I was going to talk about that at the end of the, or in the next part of the meeting, but we do not have a vice chair, so I'm going to put that on the agenda for next time we meet. I have a set to be meeting bi-weekly, if that works for everybody. I just know bi-weekly works better than weekly for a lot of people. So, Senator Huang, does bi-weekly work for you as well? Perfect. Okay. That'll be on the agenda for next meeting, which will be not next week, but the week after, and we'll be in the Joe for that meeting. We won't be in the Ansari ever again, I promise. The clubs and orgs just reserved up the entirety of the Joe. So, so we'll be there. That'll happen at our next meeting. So if you're interested in vice chair, feel free to reach out to me. If you're interested, make sure to just send me your presentation or just let me know that you're running. You don't even have to like put together like a big presentation. But anyways, Senator McAndrews.
Can I discuss scheduling?
Yes, that was also going to be part of the goals. Okay, cool. for this. So.
Okay, cool. I had an inkling.
Go for it.
One thing that's coming up for me soon, mm-hmm. Is I'm having a schedule change at work, and I work nights.
Okay.
So I'm going to start working Thursday nights.
Okay.
I am aware, though, that DCE is also 7:30 on Tuesdays, but if we are meeting bi-weekly, we can maybe work it out.
We can maybe work it out. Yeah. Senator Huang.
Hi, I was just wondering, what do you guys feel about like our current meetings? How does anyone feel about maybe pushing it back to how we had it before last semester, where we met at 4 p.m. on Wednesdays? Just want to get a field check.
I'll say I work at 4 p.m. Senator Bardwash.
SSW and the Special Committee on Food and Security currently meet Wednesdays 4 p.m. and they're alternating, so
I see. Yeah.
We might be.
Okay. Senator McAndrews.
This is kind of a question for you. Mm-hmm. And I guess the committee. Because we have new people sitting on the committee,
mm-hmm.
How do we feel about just filling out another and then just make sure we get it done by like Monday.
Yeah.
Or like tonight, and then we can figure it out.
Chair Moss, for the record, I'm totally down to send another Wentmeet out so that we can account for Senator Bardwash, Senator Strunk, and Senator Issa so that we get it in. Because that was the old committee. And Senator Potter has also a schedule conflict at this time. So, I'd be totally down. If the committee would like that, I'll send another Wentmeet tonight. So, okay. Perfect. Yeah, I was going to ask you guys if Tuesdays would work better for you at 7:30 p.m., but I will wait to send out another one to me just to get everybody's new availability. Senator Strunk.
I'm not in the Teams yet, so can you just email me if that's possible with that?
Yeah, I think I added you today, but I'll make sure.
Onto Teams?
Yeah, yeah.
I'll check it out.
Yeah, check it. If I added the wrong person... Okay.
I'll look. Thank you.
Yeah. But anyways, is there any other discussion on goals for the committee? Yeah, Senator Lawson.
I raised my hand there for a second. I know you talked about bringing departments back for more budget and finance reviews. I think it'd be cool to bring back concert review or
just ASU in concert.
Yeah, I think it'd be good to review that again before everything's like finalized. And...
Yeah, totally. Does the committee agree with that sentiment?
Perfect. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. From what we discussed with the committee last semester, the concert is set to happen in April of this year, so probably I'll aim for having them back maybe end of February, early March. I'll ask President Agabat, or if Director Kokas, AD Kokas, if you have any context of when we might want to call the ASUN concert back in for a budget or for a finance review, if there's any recommendations.
I guess it would be anytime would be fine. I can tell you currently. Probably the contract will be signed hopefully Monday.
Oh, okay. Wonderful.
So next week. So we're very, very, very close. Mm-hmm. And from that, then I think more things will start to come out into the public.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you so much. Yeah. So we could realistically call them back at any time. So I might prioritize them if the contracts are being signed. Is there any other discussion of goals? Okay. I'm going to move on from there to agenda item 10B, which is something that was brought forward by former Chair Micelli last year. It's a discussion period on potential legislation authored by members of the committee. So if you have any ideas or pieces that are currently, or if you have any other ideas you want to soundboard to the committee, that's what this period is for. So is there anybody, Senator Issa?
Parliamentarian Issa, for the record. So myself and AD Kokas have been in some discussions about potentially sending out another capital funds request, this time to use the funds to rebuild the ASUN website. Currently, our website is operating, I believe it's on a version of WordPress from like 2012 or something like that. It's super outdated, and essentially anything you try to change the website just won't work. Super inaccessible. It's also a legal obligation that we change it as well to maintain that sort of accessibility. And so expect that capital funds request to come through soon once we get our final quote in.
Thank you, Senator Issa. I'm very excited about this. Chair Moss, for the record, I have experience working with, you're all good, Matthew, thank you. I have experience working with WordPress, so I know how necessary this expenditure is going to be. I think I use a version of WordPress older than the version we use for ASUN, so I understand the sentiment. Is there any other pieces of legislation that we're thinking of bringing forward or are currently working on? Okay, wonderful. Okay, with that, so that we get out a little sooner, I'm gonna move on to agenda item 11, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Okay.
No, just a quick thank you for your support on these two items.
Awesome. And I'm going to let I'm going to let Speaker Ackland know that these are ready for not next week's agenda, but the week after. So it should be, we should have the Senate looking at them by next week. okay. Now, is there any public comment? Seeing none, we'll move on to everyone's favorite agenda item 12, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting of the Committee on Budget and Finance on Thursday, January 22nd at 8.05 p.m. in the Ansari Business Building and on Zoom. Thank you, guys. Yay, thank you, Amy.
Have a good night, bye.
Bye.
Night.
Amy's okay. Nails were so cute.
She's amazing.
Bring her. Yeah.
Okay. First meeting of the semester.
Ooh.
Are we the first committee?
How we are
so far?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay. One up. Well, never mind. I think you're right.
Yeah.
The other one was cabinet, president's cabinet.
Oh.
Other
yeah.
meeting.
Yeah. Wonderful. Welcome, Senator Strunk.